Australia is known for its deadly snakes, crocodiles, and huge spiders that will give anyone nightmares. But these modern animals are nothing compared to the monsters that once roamed this land. Beasts so massive and terrifying, they make today's wildlife look like a petting zoo. We begin our journey about 60,000 years ago, when humans first stepped foot on this continent. Imagine walking through the Australian bush and meeting Thylacoleo carnifex, the marsupial lion. Forget everything you know about modern-day lions. This beast had, pound for pound, one of the strongest bite forces of any mammal that ever existed. Strong enough to crush the skull of its prey in one chomp. Its front teeth were like industrial bolt cutters. And it had big, retractable thumb claws that could slice through prey like a hot knife through butter. This marsupial lion wasn't really any bigger than any modern-day lioness, standing just 2.5 feet at the shoulders. But here's the scary part. This thing could climb trees with those retractable thumb claws. Picture a 250-pound predator built like a bulldog on steroids, dropping down from a tree onto its prey. Since humans were also hunting for food at the same time, it's very likely that the two crossed paths a few times, and someone probably ended up an unlucky dinner guest. Now imagine you're wandering through prehistoric Australia, and out of the bush steps a bird that could look you in the eye, or even tower over you. This is Geryonyx newtoni, a flightless bird that stood about 6.5 feet tall and weighed a whopping 530 pounds. That's nearly as tall as a modern-day emu, but bulkier and much more intimidating. If today's cassowary looks like it stepped out of a dinosaur movie, Geryonyx was its Pleistocene-era equivalent on steroids that was built for survival. With powerful legs, it could probably run really fast, making it difficult to escape if you ended up on its bad side. It wasn't a predator, but its sheer size would have been enough to make you think twice about getting too close. Evidence was found that humans in Australia may have hunted these giant birds. Burned Geryonyx eggshells have been found in archaeological sites, hinting that their massive eggs, bigger than a football, might have been the ultimate prehistoric breakfast. While Geryonyx is long gone, it's certainly worth mentioning its modern-day counterpart, the cassowary, which is known as the world's most dangerous bird. Found in northern Australia and New Guinea, cassowaries can reach up to 6 feet tall and have a reputation for being very aggressive when threatened. Like Geryonyx, cassowaries are flightless, with strong legs that can deliver a devastating kick with its insanely sharp talons, which can, and has just recently, killed a person with a single kick. That said, any human hunting encounter with Geryonyx could have been fatal. Now let's take a look at something that would make modern-day kangaroos look like jumping mice. Take a look at Prosopodon, the giant short-faced kangaroo. Standing a whopping 10 feet tall and weighing half a ton, this beast was much bigger than a modern-day kangaroo. Its face was short and wide, perfect for chomping through vegetation, and its arms were long enough to reach high tree branches. But here's the wild part. Unlike modern kangaroos that hop, this giant most likely walked around upright on its two hind legs and looked like some prehistoric heavyweight boxer. This giant lived up until 45,000 years ago before going extinct, although some evidence shows it may have survived as recently as 18,000 years ago. This means humans and these giant kangaroos surely crossed paths. Was it dangerous? It certainly was a powerful animal, and early humans probably didn't get too close to one. If you think that's impressive, take a look at Palaeochests, the marsupial tapir. Large herbivores, similar in shape to a pig. But this bizarre-looking creature also had a small trunk like an elephant, powerful claws like a ground sloth, and a body built like a bear. It could rear up on its hind legs to reach high branches and used its massive claws to strip bark from trees. At about 6 feet tall at the shoulder, it was larger than any living tapir today. Now you're probably thinking, could this thing have been dangerous to humans at the time? It most certainly was, and tapir teeth are big and sharp like their huge bark-stripping claws. Modern-day tapirs are often thought to be gentle animals, but their behavior can be unpredictable, and they've been known to attack humans without warning, resulting in serious wounds. That said, the prehistoric version of this animal was definitely one that you wouldn't want to take any chances with. When you think about Australia's most dangerous creatures, the crocodile is one of the first animals that comes to mind. And it certainly is dangerous, fearsome, and one of the quickest predators known to man. Even today, many people fall victim to the crocodile in fatal accidents. And it's a well-known fact that a crocodile can take a human's head off in one bite. But if you think modern crocodiles are scary, then check out Quincana, a land-dwelling crocodile that could run as fast as a horse. Because unlike today's crocs that waddle around on four stumpy legs, Quincana had long legs and could run down its prey. Most fossils found of Quincana show that these species of crocodile averaged about 10 feet long in size. However, a Pliocene-aged fossil specimen shows it reached 20 feet in length, making it one of Australia's largest predators during that time. Its teeth were designed for slicing rather than gripping, meaning it could take chunks out of its prey with each bite. Imagine trying to outrun a crocodile that could sprint through the bush like a racehorse. Now that's something truly terrifying. But this crocodile wasn't the only scary reptile running around at the time. This is Varanus priscus, also known as Megalania. It's the largest monitor lizard that ever existed. It grew to a surprising average size of 23 feet long and weighed over 1,300 pounds. That's about the size of a small car, except this one came equipped with razor-sharp claws, serrated teeth, and a nasty, venomous bite. Its claws weren't just tools for defense, but also powerful weapons for slashing and gripping prey. Meanwhile, its teeth were curved and serrated like steak knives, designed to slice through flesh with brutal efficiency. And if that wasn't enough to send chills down your spine, Varanus priscus had a venomous bite that likely delivered toxins to prevent blood clotting, causing its prey to bleed out slowly. Those big, curved, serrated teeth could tear 50-pound chunks of meat off its prey in a single bite. This huge dragon lizard hunted anything it could find across Australia. While it mostly hunted large animals, like Diprotodon and giant kangaroos, this massive lizard wouldn't have hesitated to target humans if they crossed its path. Imagine coming face to face with a reptile that could outrun you, overpower you, and outlast you, all with a single venomous bite to seal your fate. This giant lizard from a nightmare was around up until about 50,000 years ago, when it went extinct forever, likely due to climate change. But that's not all. Prehistoric Australia also had its share of scary giant snakes. Imagine a snake so massive it could easily make you question your spot at the top of the food chain. This was Lysis dubidingala, an enormous relative to today's olive python. Stretching up to 33 feet in length and weighing an estimated 550 pounds, this prehistoric snake wasn't just a predator, it was a master of ambush. This huge snake would have been perfectly at home in the rivers and forests of ancient Australia. With its sheer size, it could wrap itself around a human and crush them with ease. And yes, it was likely big enough to swallow someone whole. Fortunately, humans didn't arrive in Australia until thousands of years after these massive snakes disappeared. These snakes likely hunted large prey like giant kangaroos or even Diprotodon. And with the way they could silently slither through their environment, it's not hard to imagine them lying in wait, blending into their surroundings, ready to strike. Picture a 30-foot-long snake coiled near a waterhole, waiting for its next meal. It's the stuff of nightmares, and one of the most awe-inspiring creatures in Australia's prehistoric past. But the prehistoric oceans and seas of the ancient supercontinent Gondwana and Australia, after it split away, have been home to some of the scariest-looking marine predators ever seen, from the Jurassic to the Pleistocene. Let's start with Kronosaurus, a marine reptile that would make today's great white sharks look like sardines. This monster grew up to 36 feet long. That's the length of a school bus, and had a head twice the size of T-Rex's. Its teeth were the size of bananas, and its jaw could generate enough force to crush a small boat. It weighed somewhere between 15 to 20 tons and ruled the Australian seas about 120 million years ago, feeding on anything unfortunate enough to cross its path. Then there was Ichthyosaur, reaching lengths of up to 70 feet. But what made these creatures truly remarkable were their eyes, the size of dinner plates, and more powerful than any other known animal. They could dive deeper than modern whales and swim faster than any living marine reptile, reaching speeds of 25 miles per hour. But perhaps the most terrifying sea monster was Pliosaurus. Picture a creature with a head the size of a car, teeth longer than your forearm, and a bite force that could crush a small whale. This 50-foot-long nightmare had flippers the size of boat oars and could move through water faster than a speedboat. The seas were also home to Leedsichthys, potentially the largest fish that ever lived. While not a predator, this filter-feeding giant could also grow up to 50 feet long and weighed as much as 54 tons. It would have made today's whale sharks look like minnows in comparison. Then there is Leviathan, a prehistoric sperm whale that had teeth the size of wine bottles in both its upper and lower jaws. Unlike modern sperm whales that feed mainly on squid, this 60-foot monster hunted other whales. But aside from that jaw full of huge teeth, it had another terrifying ability. Its head was filled with powerful sonar organs that it used to stun prey with sound waves loud enough to rupture internal organs. Now, let's dive deeper into one of the most infamous predators that ever patrolled these waters, Megalodon. While this massive shark hunted all around the world, the waters around Australia were some of its favorite hunting grounds. Just how big was this thing? Imagine a great white shark, already an impressive predator, but multiply that by three. Megalodons grew up to 60 feet long. That's longer than a semi-truck trailer. Their jaws were lined with teeth bigger than your hand, and with some reaching 7 inches in length, about the size of a large dinner plate. But what made Megalodon truly terrifying was its hunting strategy. These monsters could swim at speeds of up to 40 miles per hour using their massive tail fin to launch themselves at prey from below. When they struck, their bite force of 40,000 pounds, stronger than a T-Rex and 30 times more powerful than a lion, would shatter the bones of even the largest whales. They'd target their prey's fins first, crippling them before going in for the kill. A single megalodon could consume 2,500 pounds of food in one bite. That's the equivalent of eating an entire cow in one chomp. These are all fascinating creatures, but prehistoric Australia wasn't the only place where giants were roaming the planet. There were many more huge and awe-inspiring prehistoric animals. Gigantopithecus blackii, or G. blackii for short, was the largest primate to ever inhabit Earth. The species flourished around 2 million years ago in China, Southeast Asia, and parts of India, in dense canopy forests filled with a variety of fruit, seeds, grasses, and bamboo. No full skeleton of G. blackii has ever been found. Only jaw bones and teeth have been discovered. Once examined, the upper molars were found to be 57.8% larger compared to a modern-day gorilla's upper molars, and the lower molars 33% larger. Those estimates, compared to a modern gorilla, puts G. blackii's body weight at around 440 to 660 pounds or more. And the creature stood at a height of about 9 to 10 feet tall when standing fully upright. But due to its tremendous size and weight, G. blackii would have been quadrupedal, and it was most likely a knuckle walker. Some researchers believe Gigantopithecus mostly ate bamboo and supplemented its diet with shrubs, roots, seeds, and fruit. But the once dense and humid closed canopy forests where it lived started to disappear, replaced by the mixed woodland-grassland ecosystem of the savanna. This means bamboo would have died out too. With bamboo gone, signs of pits and scratches found in the teeth suggest G. blackii had nothing left to eat except bark and twigs from the forest floor, and the species died out forever, around 295 to 215,000 years ago. When it comes to massive prehistoric mammals, one creature stands as a colossal testament to the wonders of the ancient Americas, Megatherium. Often referred to as a giant sloth, Megatherium roamed the landscapes of South and Central America during the Pleistocene epoch, some 2.5 million to 11,000 years ago. Picture a creature towering over modern grizzly bears, reaching heights of up to 20 feet tall when standing on its hind legs. Perhaps the most iconic feature is the Megatherium's enormous curved claws that were well suited for various tasks. These claws, which could grow up to a foot in length, were likely used for grabbing vegetation, stripping leaves from branches, and possibly used for defense against predators. These giant sloths were thought to be primarily herbivores, but some thought that they were omnivores as well, and they could crush smaller animals easily. Some archaeologists also believe that it used its claws for digging huge tunnels underground, and since 2009, more than 1,500 tunnels have been found with giant claw marks, some tunnels hundreds of feet long. Yet no one knows why the Megatherium dug these tunnels. So, what happened to the Megatherium americanum? Evidence points to climate change and hunting by modern humans during a time called the late Quaternary megafauna extinction event. Of course, it wasn't the only huge mammal roaming around during the Pleistocene epoch and in the same location. Imagine an armadillo the size of a Volkswagen Beetle and weighing up to 2 tons, and you have the Glyptodon. Glyptodon was an armored giant of the Pleistocene era. Resembling a massive prehistoric armadillo, Glyptodon had a heavy armored carapace or shell that encased its body, providing good protection against predators. This carapace was made of bone segments called osteoderms or scutes, much like the shell of a modern-day tortoise. In 2020, 4 Glyptodon shells were uncovered by a farmer in Argentina. Looking at them gives you an idea of just how big they were, ranging in size from small car-sized specimens to behemoths exceeding 10 feet in length. Glyptodon roamed the grasslands and woodlands of the Americas, using its powerful limbs and sturdy claws to forage for vegetation and defend itself against predators. Despite its impressive defenses, Glyptodon eventually succumbed to the pressures of a changing world, the same way Megatherium went out, with the last of its kind vanishing from Earth roughly 10,000 years ago. It's very likely that they were not only hunted by early humans for their shells to be used as shelter, but they also had to watch out for other predators as well, which brings us to our next huge prehistoric mammal. We're talking about Arctotherium, the giant short-faced bear of the Pleistocene epoch, whose name literally means bear beast. Arctotherium was a formidable apex predator during its time and ranks among the largest bears known to have ever existed, with some estimates suggesting it could weigh up to 3,500 pounds and stand over 11 feet tall when standing on its hind legs. Its immense size distinguishes it as a true giant of the prehistoric world. Sporting a robust build and powerful limbs, this carnivorous colossus roamed the grasslands and forests of South America and was armed with sharp claws and powerful jaws. As a formidable carnivore, Arctotherium likely occupied the top of the food chain in its habitat, preying upon a variety of large mammals including Glyptodon and possibly Megatherium too. Its powerful jaws and sharp teeth, along with its robust build, suggest it was well adapted for hunting and consuming substantial prey. These massive bears went extinct right along with the extinction of the giant mammals they preyed upon. But there was another huge mammal that lived during the Pleistocene epoch. The steppe mammoth is an extinct species of mammoth that inhabited Eurasia. It was one of the largest species of mammoths, characterized by its immense size and distinctive features. The steppe mammoth stood approximately 13 feet tall at the shoulder, and fossil evidence shows it could weigh up to 12 tons, much larger than modern-day elephants. It had long, curved tusks that could reach lengths of over 13 feet long, and were likely used for tasks such as digging in search of food and defending against predators. The steppe mammoth was well adapted to cold, open grassland environments where it grazed on a diet primarily composed of grasses, sedges, and other low-lying vegetation. Fossil remains of the steppe mammoth have been discovered across a wide geographic range, spanning from Western Europe to Siberia and China. These fossils provide valuable insights into the evolutionary history and paleobiology of this magnificent creature. Scientists believe that the steppe mammoth played a significant role in shaping the ecosystems of the Pleistocene, influencing vegetation dynamics and serving as a keystone herbivore in its environment. Despite its impressive size and ecological importance, the steppe mammoth eventually faced extinction during the late Pleistocene, likely due to a combination of factors such as climate change, habitat loss, and human hunting pressures. Studying the steppe mammoth contributes to our understanding of prehistoric biodiversity and the complex interplay between ancient megafauna and their changing environments. There's no doubt that the prehistoric mammals were huge, but you're about to see some that were even bigger. Indracotherium, often referred to as the Siberian unicorn, is one of the largest terrestrial mammals to have ever walked the Earth. It existed approximately 34 to 23 million years ago in Central Asia, particularly in regions now part of Kazakhstan, Mongolia, and China, where fossils of this giant have been found. What researchers discovered from the fossils is that it stood an astounding 16 to 18 feet high at the shoulder and had to weigh somewhere between 15 and 20 tons. That's about the same weight as three fully grown African elephants. Although Indracotherium slightly resembles a modern-day rhinoceros without the horn on its nose, it's not directly related in the sense that it shared a common ancestor. Its massive size was likely an adaptation to browsing on the high branches of trees in its forested habitat. Indracotherium possessed a long, flexible neck, ideal for reaching vegetation high above the ground, and its robust skull supported powerful chewing muscles to grind down tough plant material. No one's entirely sure why these creatures went extinct, but shifts in vegetation patterns and competition with other herbivore mammals may have contributed to its extinction. But there were many huge carnivores as well that also hunted large plant-eating mammals. Andrewsarchus was a colossal carnivore that lived during the Eocene epoch. Andrewsarchus, an extinct mammal from the Eocene epoch, is known primarily from a single skull discovered in Mongolia. It's believed to have lived around 45 to 36 million years ago, and is considered one of the largest carnivorous mammals known to science. Its massive skull, measuring over 83 centimeters in length, suggests it was a formidable predator, and hints at a powerful bite force capable of dispatching formidable prey with ease. Yet, despite its impressive size and predatory prowess, much about Andrewsarchus remains shrouded in uncertainty. We know that mammals started out as very tiny creatures, but even some rodents grew to unusual sizes. Joseph Ortegesia monisi, an extinct rodent species from the late Miocene of Uruguay, holds the title of the largest rodent ever known. Estimated to have lived around 2 to 4 million years ago, Joseph Ortegesia possessed a skull measuring over 20 inches in length, suggesting an overall body size comparable to that of a bull. Just imagine a rat of this size. That's one huge rodent. It had remarkable size and powerful incisors, measuring up to 12 inches in length. However, the exact function of its formidable teeth remains speculative. The elongated incisors may have been used for various purposes, including accessing vegetation, digging burrows, or defending against predators. Without direct evidence from behavior or fossilized traces of its activities, scientists rely on anatomical features and comparisons with related species to infer the potential functions of Joseph Ortegesia's incisors. The exact reasons for its extinction remain uncertain and are subject to ongoing scientific investigation. Various factors, including environmental changes, shifts in vegetation patterns, competition with other species, and possibly human activities, may have contributed to its demise. Titanotypalus, an extinct genus of camelid, lived during the late Miocene epoch around 10 to 15 million years ago. It was one of the largest known members of the camel family, standing at approximately 10 feet tall at the shoulder and weighing over 2,200 pounds. Titanotilopus had a robust build and long legs, adapted for traversing the diverse landscapes of its time, including grasslands, savannas, and forests. Fossil discoveries of Titanotilopus have been primarily made in North America, particularly in regions such as Texas, Nebraska, and California. Titanotilopus likely possessed a browsing diet, feeding on a variety of vegetation such as leaves, shrubs, and grasses. It also died out because of various environmental and ecological factors. While Titanotilopus was likely a large and powerful animal, it may have still been vulnerable to predation by large carnivores of the time, such as our next creature. So what do you get when you cross a bear and a dog? You get Amphisian, whose name actually means bear dog. It was a formidable carnivorous mammal that lived during the Miocene and early Pliocene epochs, roughly 16 to 2 million years ago. It ranged in size from that of a large dog to that of a modern bear, with some species reaching lengths of up to almost 7 feet long and standing at shoulder heights of over 3 feet. Possessing a unique blend of bear-like and dog-like characteristics, Amphisian had sharp teeth and powerful jaws, making it well-suited for hunting large vertebrates such as early horses, rhinoceroses, and juvenile elephants. Despite its prowess as a predator, Amphisian eventually went extinct during the late Neogene period, likely due to climate change, habitat loss, competition, and potentially human impact. Going back to the Pleistocene, there were other huge mammals that we found fossils of. Diprotodon, often referred to as the giant wombat, was an extraordinary herbivorous marsupial that inhabited Australia during the Pleistocene epoch, around 1.6 million to 46,000 years ago. It stood as one of the largest known marsupials, reaching heights of up to 6.6 feet at the shoulder and weighing over 4,400 pounds. Its imposing size rivaled that of a modern-day rhinoceros. Diprotodon's most remarkable features included its massive skull, powerful limbs, and distinctive arrangement of teeth suited for consuming tough vegetation. Despite its formidable appearance, Diprotodon was likely a gentle giant, browsing on a variety of plants in its ancient Australian habitat. Tragically, Diprotodon, along with many other megafaunal species, faced extinction during the late Pleistocene, possibly due to a combination of climate change, human hunting, and habitat loss. Now, we've come to what appeared to be, at least for a little while, the largest mammal that ever lived on Earth. Perisetus colossus, an extinct species of sperm whale, once roamed the oceans during the Miocene epoch, approximately 12 to 13 million years ago. It earned its name from its massive size, reaching lengths of up to 65 feet and likely weighed over 88 short tons, rivaling modern sperm whales. Fossils of Perisetus colossus have been primarily found in Peru. This ancient whale possessed strong conical teeth adapted for grasping and tearing apart prey, suggesting it preyed on large marine animals like fish, squid, and possibly other smaller cetaceans. Despite its colossal size and predatory prowess, Perisetus colossus eventually disappeared from the oceans, with the exact reasons for its extinction remaining unclear. The next extinct animal was probably a real terror. In fact, there was a group of animals called terror birds that are thankfully now extinct. The biggest of the 25 species of terror birds is called Phorus racos. This big carnivorous flightless bird inhabited North America during the Pliocene to early Pleistocene. Phorus racos stood around 3 meters tall and weighed in at 150 kilograms. It had long, agile legs and 3-toed feet with long, sharp talons. It had a large beak that was hooked at the tip, much like a present-day eagle, and it was a formidable lethal weapon that it could use to puncture the head of its prey. One or two strikes is all it would take for this bird to bring down its prey. It was once thought that this bird and early humans might have had a scuffle or two, but the Phorus racos went extinct more than 2 million years ago. But despite this, it's now a fact that early humans have been prey for other big prehistoric birds. The giant extinct Haast's eagle was an apex predator from New Zealand. Fully grown, this true raptor could weigh up to 15 kilograms, and had a wingspan of up to 3 meters. It had talons 5 to 6 meters long and a vulture-like bill measuring 130 millimeters in length. It was one of nature's perfect killing machines. The Haast's eagle hunted another much heavier flightless bird called the moa until human settlers arrived and hunted the moa to extinction. With competition for food, it's believed that some Haast's eagles preyed upon smaller human adults and children. There's proof of early humans being prey to giant birds. A 2-million-year-old hominid skull belonging to the famous Taung Child was carefully studied and was found to have puncture marks at the bottom of the 3-year-old's eye sockets. This ancient pre-human was probably attacked and scooped up by a large bird of prey, perhaps something like an African crowned eagle, and taken to its nest where it was eaten. Huge birds of prey attacking humans isn't something new. In fact, about 10 years ago, a big eagle tried to snatch a baby in a park. Had it been the size of a Haast's eagle, the bird might have gotten away with its prey. Lions and tigers are scary enough to deal with for some, but if Smilodon were still around, there'd be another big cat for humans to contend with. Smilodon is perhaps one of the most famous of prehistoric animals, and best known for its 11-inch long front teeth. Fully grown, they weighed about 160 to 280 kilograms and measured 1.8 meters long and about 1 meter tall at the shoulder. The thing is that no one is sure how this big cat used those ridiculously long fangs, because Smilodon has a wimpy bite compared to modern-day lions. However, one idea is that they likely had incredibly strong neck muscles and could sink their long saber teeth into the flesh of their prey. And for the record, Smilodon and early humans probably ran into each other often, since the big cat went extinct about 10,000 years ago. We'd like to know what you think. How did Smilodon use his saber teeth? Did we miss an extinct animal here? Sound off in the comments and let us know. Give us a like if you enjoyed the video, and make sure to stay tuned here by subscribing so you won't miss a video. Thanks for watching.